While on our Christian journey, it is natural to contemplate the afterlife. What will heaven be like? What is hell like? And so on. It is also common for the Christian to have loved ones who are living lives that we know will send them to hell. Oftentimes, this is a child who, though raised in the true and Catholic faith, decides to leave the church. Some leave the Catholic Church for a more palatable form of Christianity. And while salvation is possible in other forms of Christianity, such as Protestantism and Orthodoxy, their salvation is only possible if they are unaware of Christ's desire for all men to be Catholic. The Second Vatican Council states, "Hence, they could not be saved who, knowing that the Catholic Church was founded as necessary by God through Christ, would refuse either to enter into it or to remain in it." It is hard to imagine someone who was raised in the Catholic faith would be ignorant of this fact, though it is possible. Others simply leave the church to live a sinful lifestyle, one which we know could send them to hell. 1 Corinthians 9 and 10. "Know you not that the unjust shall not possess the kingdom of God? Do not err, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor liars with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor railers, nor extortioners shall possess the kingdom of God." Of course, we unceasingly pray and hope for their conversion and salvation. But Catholicism, true Catholicism, is difficult and uncompromising. But we can't leave the true faith because it makes our life harder with our family. To do so, even if we go to another form of Christianity, would be to choose a family member or situation over Jesus. And that can send us to hell. Matthew 10:37. "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." So no, Jesus does not understand. And while you may end up in hell with your son, brother, daughter, sister, mother, brother, etc., because you chose them over Christ, you will not be happy with each other. You will hate each other for all eternity because there is no happiness in hell. All we can do is labor and pray for their conversion before they die, even if it comes at the moment of death and we don't actually see it. But the reality is, there are and will be people in heaven who have people they loved while on earth who are or will be in hell. And so the question is often asked, how can I be happy for all eternity in heaven if so-and-so is in hell? And I've heard some very interesting theories. One theory I heard is that we will not know. In fact, God will trick us into thinking that they are in heaven too, when in fact they are in hell. Or some believe that we will not be aware of their fate. These are impossible for several reasons. For one thing, God does not lie or deceive, and all things will be revealed. Luke 8:17. "For there is not anything secret that shall not be made manifest, nor hidden that shall not be made known and come abroad." On the last day, all humanity will suffer the general judgment, where we will get our bodies back, the righteous to everlasting life and the damned to eternal punishment. And everyone's sins, good works, and ultimate fate will be announced and known to all. This is Catholic dogma, which means it is absolutely true and you must believe it. The real answer as to how we can be in heaven and a loved one be in hell, yet you enjoy perfect happiness and suffer no sadness at their fate, is that these are earthly attachments that will not transfer over to heaven. We are given a glimpse of this when Christ was arguing with the Sadducees over whose wife a woman who had multiple legitimate husbands would be in heaven. Mark 12:25. "For when they shall rise again from the dead, they shall neither marry nor be married, but are as the angels in heaven." We must be rid of all earthly attachments before entering into heaven. This is accomplished, most likely, I believe, through purgatory. Though some say purgatory is strictly for paying restitution for sins that have been forgiven, and that at our particular judgment, we are given the realization that all of our love for those on earth, as well as our desires and that which we search for all our lives, is only fulfilled in God, so we lose those attachments immediately. Either way, our love for those on earth is corporeal, of the body. It's physical, not spiritual. And though we cannot fathom it, not only will we not be sad at the damnation of a loved one, but we will rejoice in God's justice because we will know it's right. Similar to if your son that you love turned out to be a serial killer and was sentenced to life in prison, would you not recognize that that was just? Would you blame the judge or the jury for his fate? I believe rational people would see that it is just. You also have to realize that God desires this person's salvation more than you do. In fact, it's the reason they are your son, daughter, wife, husband, sister, father, etc. Because God wants you to pray and labor for their salvation, which you should want for God's sake, not your own. And the most effective means in doing so is to be Catholic. If you decide to leave the Catholic faith for some easy feel-good form of Christianity that accepts sinful behavior or accept some other false doctrine, thus making your relationship with that person easier rather than telling them the truth and their need to change their life, you could be ensuring both of you go to hell rather than both of you going to heaven. And if you decide that you're saved and that won't happen, which is the sin of presumption, by the way, the minute you fall into mortal sin, you've lost your salvation with no real means of getting it back, even if you think otherwise. But what's more, you can't do anything either for yourself or anyone else to merit salvation. And since you refuse to suffer for this person's salvation, God may bring someone else into their life who is willing. And you may end up damned, while the person you gave up the true faith for ends up in heaven, and they will not care that you are in hell. There's a reason you have the faith and everyone around you is falling off the cliff. God expects those of us with the true faith to pray and offer penances for their salvation, because the salvation of sinners is dependent on the faithfulness of those of us who have the faith. But if you leave the Catholic Church, you're putting your own mortal soul in danger, and you cannot effectively do anything to help anyone else. Just because we don't like the truth, that doesn't mean we can change it. Until my next video, God bless.